Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 21st day of January, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just the same old, just dreary, and then a little sunshine. And I mean, just ain't shit for precipitation, and I mean, I'm telling you, I'm looking for smoke this summer. Lots of smoke if this shit don't, if we don't get some snow in the mountains. I mean, and some snow down here, man. We're in for smoke. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Good afternoon, John. How are things today out there in Nazi Joyzy, brother?
Good afternoon, Henry. Well, good afternoon to you and all our listeners also. And right now over here in the northeastern seaboard state of, you know, I used to call it Nazi Jersey because it kind of sounded like I was making a play on words with New Jersey. But maybe I'm just going to start calling it Communist Jersey because we're there, pal. Welcome to the Communist USA. But right now we've got 46 degrees, 43% humidity, overcast skies, and it's just a kind of a gray communist day out there.
Yeah, man, that's what it's just a sick fucking feeling too, you know what I mean, bro? I mean,
I was so bent out of shape yesterday. I mean, you know, we ended the show kind of early because I think we were both just so disgusted. And not that we care about Trump or anything, but just the idea they just walked right into the White House, not a shot fired. They took an entire nation without firing a single shot.
What was really bothering me is the fact that, you know, that this blatant fraud, and I mean the mountains of evidence that existed that almost got heard in the halls of Congress, almost, but it's not the halls of our Congress because it's only a corporate boardroom, because this is not a fucking the republic it's supposed to be. It is absolutely the United States Corporation, and it's being run as a corporation in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, which is the controlling law, the absolute law, the superior supreme law of this land. But at any rate, you know, it just, I mean, I was watching him today on Fox because Fox was supposed to be behind Trumpy all the way, right? And I mean, this guy, I mean, he talked around it. I mean, deliberately talked around it. Irregularities. I mean, these are people that, you know, when Trump was in there shouting, hey, man, I got a ton of evidence here. You know, goddamn, this was voter fraud across the board. And I think you said that you read something. It was like he won by 80 fucking percent. And all of this is out there and on Fox, they were all screaming the same thing. Sean Hannity, especially because they're brave. Don't you know him and Tucker Carlson and, what might have you. Then I'm telling you, those motherfuckers, I mean, it didn't happen, John. It's like Glenn in the fire. What fire? It just fucking blows me away, man. Anyways, I mean, hey, tell me something.
What are you talking? Never mind all the signed affidavits, the eyewitness accounts, the videotape, the seized voting machines with the Dominion software exposed. Never mind any of that. Plus, even the election night coverage all the way up to about 11:30 when they suddenly closed all the polling stations. And that's when Biden's numbers suddenly, dramatically shot up by 90%, 95% of the votes from him from that point on were all for Biden, of course, mysteriously.
That was
Never mind any of the evidence, Henry. No, we're now Beijing West.
That was one of the most honest elections in U.S. history, they're saying now. I swear, they're saying that.
Oh, I gotta believe that, Henry.
Hey, tell me.
Oh, I gotta believe it then. They said it on TV. You gotta believe it.
You have to. Tell me this, John. Have you ever seen a guy charge a machine gun and yell, heck darn dang it?
Not recently. And you know what, Henry? When I was growing up and I was watching in war movies as a kid, I don't remember any of them doing it in those movies either.
I don't either. I got another email from, I really do like your broadcast and everything, and you and John do a great job, but the language. Fuck you, whoever you are. This is what men sound like when they're going to war. I guess you're not going to fucking war. Because, if somebody charges machine gun nest, they're going to have to say, darn, heck, gee whiz. Well, I don't know. We'll find a fucking word that suits you. You know, the fucking information that we're fucking risking our fucking necks to give you ain't enough for you, huh? You want us to give it to you in a polite fucking way that suits you? Fuck you! I just had to get that out. Sorry.
No, perfect.
Anyway, I got here halfway.
You know, you ever see the movie Aliens? You know, when they're going in underneath the tower to face these massive creatures and everything, and then the guy tells them, well, you got to give in your magazines and your ammo. You know, you can't shoot any weapons down there. And the guy turns around, well, what the hell are we supposed to use? Harsh language?
Exactly. Well, I guess harsh language is quite the goddamn blade to cut with, I suppose.
So, yeah, Henry, I guess our word for the day will be fuck.
Fuck. Okay, I'm done. Anyway, the first one I got up here is halfway through this winter of COVID. Overall mortality is around normal for this time of year. Something doesn't add up. And it ain't
Henry, that's right in line with what I was going to cover, because did you see yesterday, right when Biden stepped into office, literally as he steps into office, the World Health Organization suddenly says, well, it looks like the positive results were false because the test cycles were too high. We need to ratchet it down to 30.
Well, that's because the check was in the mail, brother. Well, I mean, can you see the stack of executive order? That motherfucker, you know, it's like a king, you know, when the new king, you know, the old king dies and his son steps up to the throne and starts his dick, you know, lays down what his law is going to be and his fucking dictate's going to be. That's what this shit is like. There was somebody that was, there's a article up on the site, I'm sure you've read it, about the Act of 1871, you know, where they created the corporation and fucking, you know, all the dirty deeds done dirt cheap. And, somebody, you know, they said that, you know, the statement in there is that a corporation has a president, a fucking country has a king. And so somebody commented, and I didn't feel like commenting back, but they commented, well, a country doesn't have to have a king. Well, this is how it works, buddy. You're a king. I'm a king. That's the way this country was set up. We are individual free sovereign nationals of the little united, little s states of the Americas, because nothing comes above us. We are kings and queens. That's why they say you have your castle doctrine, where you can protect your castle with deadly force. Because we are kings and queens. There is no one above us. We have no sovereign above us. I just wanted to get that out, too. Anyway, we'll hit this COVID thing here in just a second. We get back, if that's all right with you. Jez? Did I lose John?
Sounds good, huh?
Okay.
Hello?
You're on.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. And here we go. Halfway through this winter of COVID, overall mortality is around normal for this time of year. That's odd. I was talking the other day, and John's covered it a few times, too, how the rate of cancer is just, I mean, God, cancer's about disappeared. Influenza is down to 1%. I mean, gee and Jiminy crickets, man, what these masks will do. This is from RT. Although numbers of deaths attributed to the virus in the UK are higher than they've ever been in total, not many people are dying.
And don't forget, heart attacks have gone down too, Henry.
Everything, dude. Hangnails. More people are dying than it, not many more people are dying in any other cold than in any other cold season. It is the mainstream media finally waking up to this? Oh, so you mean somebody put this on mainstream? Really? A recent article in the Telegraph, well, that's mainstream, is one of the first in a mainstream outlet to even suggest a challenge to the official coronavirus narrative. These days, that narrative claims that around that the second wave, quote, the second wave, is actually deadlier than the first. Recently, some branch COVIDians, I like that, have been claiming a third wave, but there is not yet a united front on that. I mean, hey, Goebbels, man, it's failing. It's falling apart. I mean, how long has that been the saying, and how long have they pulled that shit off? Say it over and over and over again. Now we're saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, right back again. And for you they out there by that fuck you bother, you know, all you do is make us do it more, because then we feel like we want to just be fucking, I don't know, non-complicit. Fuck, 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 fuck. The basic reasoning of the article is sound, even if it is long overdue. It laminates how every day the media solemnly reports the latest figures on COVID deaths. Presenting as this figure is in isolation results in graphs which does not indeed seem to show that we are at the height of a second worst phase of a pandemic. But like any statistics, daily death numbers are meaningless without context, which the media rarely provides. They do not provide context because if they did, the public might see a graph from the Telegraph article, which quite clearly shows the spring spike in overall mortality, which was caused by COVID plus lockdowns after the ends in summer. We see nothing. Overall mortality ever since, even though this winter hovers at around the five-year average. So we're at the five-year average, averaging right out. And overall mortality, as I've repeatedly pointed out, is the only true way to know whether you are in a pandemic or not. Do you have more deaths than usual? That's a pretty tough question to ask. I mean, if you went to think about how am I going to figure out, are we in a pandemic? Are there more people dying? That would be a place to start, don't you think? All other figures can easily be fiddled. Of course they are. And man, Nero's fucking got that fiddle hooked up to a fucking Marshall amp, and he's playing it with a whammy bar for fiddling. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. Nurses in Coffee County refused to give COVID-19 vaccine. What? Nurses? Not nurses. This is from 4KC, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Four nurses at a rural health department in Kansas are refusing to administer any COVID-19 vaccines, citing the fast development and production of the shots. Coffee County Public Health Minister Lindsay, looks like Payer, said the nurses made their own decisions and expressed their concerns one by one. She called the vaccine documents concerning. I strongly feel that if people want this vaccine, that they should receive it. Me too. Absolutely, Prayer said, but just like it is, it's their choice to receive it or not, I feel it should be also be my choice to give it or not. None of the nurses, including Payer, feel comfortable, quote, comfortable, administering a vaccine that has gone through a speedy testing process with new technology, the Kansas City Star reported. Studies involving tens of thousands of people found that the two vaccines approved for emergency use in the United States are nearly 95% effective at preventing COVID illness that doesn't exist. You know, that's the whole damn thing about it, you know, with the, you know, you got no numbers increase in the number of people dying. Well, that's because there's nothing to kill them. It's something that doesn't exist can't kill you. What's John call that? That one-piece puzzle. The studies discovered no major safety problems, although the vaccines do come with a caution about rare, serious allergic reactions. That's why people are supposed to be observed for 15 minutes. Ain't like that goddamn Zantac I took for 30 fucking years that killed my brother, huh? 30 fucking years later? More than that, because my dad had taken it too. 40 fucking years. After the injections, so any adverse reactions can be treated promptly. Well, what if it happens next year or the year after that? This shit ain't been tested past fucking what? About 120 days, maybe? I don't trust something. It's only, you know, the 121st day, everybody just fucking drops dead. Whoops-a-daisy. I'm sorry about that, guys. It was an accident, don't you know? I don't think I'd take it if it had been tested for 20 fucking years. How about that? I wouldn't.
Don't forget what's going to happen once people start dropping dead and they eliminate, you know, half the American population. Well, guess what? That's when the Chinese move on in, because that is what that vaccine's for. It is not a vaccine. It's not even, I used to call it a lethal injection. It's a bioweapon.
You goddamn right it is. And they're not going to get half the population. I mean, the shit they've been, I was looking at the numbers today. I think they've got 16 million, and they were supposed to be over 100 million by now. I think they're having to find, you know, pick and choose. They act like everybody's fighting, like I should. Like, John, goddammit, you ain't getting my vaccine. That's my vaccine. How come I can't get my vaccine? Where's my vaccine? Bullshit. Oh,
and don't forget, Henry, rich people, they're paying to get to the front of the line.
I know, that's pissing me off, man. Just because I'm poor, I can't get the fucking death shot. That's wrong. I'm going to fucking protest. Ain't going to happen. You know what? You can take mine, and you can shove it up your ass. How about that, CDC? You fucking bunch of murdering bastards. But because very rare side effects sometimes can't be detected until vaccines are given to millions of people, multiple systems now are tracking recipients' health so authorities can rapidly investigate any reported problems and determine if they are related to the shots. So far, the vaccines have been given to more than 10 million people in the U.S. with no additional warnings issued. Now, they just said, I just looked at the goddamn thing, and it said 6 million. So we've been, they're lying. They wouldn't lie about numbers, would they, John? Not about something as important as data.
No, Henry.
Thank goodness. I must be my mistake. The Coffee County Health Department posted on its Facebook page Friday that it had received a shipment of COVID-19 vaccines a day earlier and was able to safely vaccinate 36 healthcare workers. It did not mention who administered the shots. I would suggest there are parts of the state that are definitely embracing the vaccine. How big are spots? What are you talking? See, they're not going to show you. They're going to smoke and mirrors, people. The fact that everybody has understood that COVID's bullshit to start with is, you know, a hindrance to them. The fact that they know what's in this goddamn shot, that it alters your DNA. Fucking, I don't even believe the ones I'm seeing on TV are getting, they might say, well, come on, I'll take that shot of saline that I put in that goddamn bottle and I know it's saline and you can use it for propaganda purposes, but you ain't putting that shit in me. No, they wouldn't do that. Said Linda Mowbray, it looks like, Mowbray, president of the Kansas Health Care Association and Nursing Home Advocacy Group. But they also embrace social distancing, masks, and whatnot. There are still parts of the state, denying this is a crisis. There's still parts. I wonder how big the parts are that are denying it are compared to the parts that are people are running over. I mean, I'm tripping their neighbor and fucking pushing old ladies down to get in line ahead of somebody else to get that son of a bitch. Because I just don't see it, people. I don't believe them. I'm going to say it right out here on the air. I think they're a bunch of fucking liars. Fauci now says COVID-19 vaccine may be mandatory. Now, why would you have to make it mandatory if people are beating each other to death to fucking get it? That don't make no sense. I mean, it should be that, you know, for, prioritized, I guess, you know, the fucking guy who needs it the worst gets it first, you know, kind of deal like they talked about in the beginning. But the guy that wanted it first, I'd rather fucking die and let you put that shit in me. So we'll make talking mandatory here. How are you going to mandate that? How are you going to give me my due process of the fucking law and mandate me to take any kind of a medical procedure? How are you even going to start the fucking process that is necessary within the Bill of Rights, the supreme superior law of this United States of these Americas? How are you going to fucking, how are you going to fill out your affidavit? What are you going to say, that I might get it, so I have to take your fucking shot? Well, we'll see what 6 whores and 6 diggers think about that, and think about you and your fucking thoughts that you, as a fucking non-governmental agent, unelected motherfucker, have anything to say about my fucking, what I do with my body whatsoever. Maybe I'll have your fucking body hanging on a goddamn lamppost out in front of the courthouse. That'd be fun. That might make me feel better. Not that I feel bad, but I probably feel better. In January 1st, 2021, Newsweek interview, Dr. Anthony Fauci, that freaky bastard, said he was sure some institutions and businesses will require employees to vaccinate, and that it's quite possible the vaccine will be required for overseas travel. Who's going to require it, and under what authority? I want to see your authority, sir. And if you don't have any authority and you try to do this, you are doing it, that's by force. That means I get to use force against force, because you have no lawful jurisdiction over me to order me to do shit, you fucking old piece of shit. I'd like to skin that bastard alive. Fucking the gall. When asked about the possibility of mandating the vaccine on a local level, such as for children attending school, you got to get rid of your kids, you got to have that fucking babysitter, are you going to let them put that fucking poison in your kids? Because I'll tell you what, my family ain't. You put it in our kids after a fucking bloody fucking war that you're going to lose, and you still ain't going to put it in them. Attending school, he stated that everything will be on the table for discussion. Put it on the fucking table, motherfucker. You will have the supreme law of this land, of we the people, and under our jurisdiction, inflicted upon you in such a fucking way that you will not believe. We'll tie you to a fucking wagon wheel. If the jury says, Henry, fucking you proved your case. Fauci was a fucking non-governmental agent. He was a fucking part of a conspiracy to violate your fucking rights guaranteed under the fucking Bill of Rights, the ratified law of 1791. He did it. He meant to kill you. Your request here is kind of an odd request, that you want to fucking tie him to a wagon wheel and cover him with pitch and light him on fire. But fuck hell, we're going to let you do it, because this son of a bitch needs it. We need to set a fucking example here that you do not own us. We are not your subjects, and we are not your goddamn slaves. We are not your fucking corporate property corporation. And you fuckers, you better be hiding up there behind as many fucking soldiers, as many trees and the sons of bitch and fucking National Guard as you can get to get around you. And you better keep them there, you dirty fuckers. Because our boys can shoot far. While many vaccines are required by state or local law, the thing that sets the COVID-19 vaccine apart from all others is the fact that it's still an experimental vaccine. We're being experimented on. Experimental vaccine. While Moderna and Pfizer have been granted emergency use authorization for their respective vaccine candidates, they still haven't even completed stage 3 clinical trials yet. You think you're really going to put that in my fucking body or one of my fucking family? You motherfuckers. You fucking foreign fucking occupying pieces of fucking dog shit. We got some fucking injections for you. The and a technology used in these vaccines is also experimental. And the sheer speed at which the vaccines have been developed and tested precludes us from knowing much about their side effects, especially in the long term. You mean like 30 or 40 years later when they take all the Zantac off the goddamn shelf and tell you it fucking gives you fucking cancer in your esophagus? Like I watched my brother die of? You motherfuckers. Pharmaceutical companies, who'd you buy off for that one? You had to know it. It's what you do. You look at it. You know what's in that shit. You know what carcinogens are. But hell, it's like Roundup. Hey, they're still selling it. As of December 18th, 2020, the adverse event rate in the United States was 2.79%. This means your risk of harm from the vaccine is far greater. Listen now, is far greater than your risk of dying of COVID-19, which has an overall, God almighty, that's a big, non-institutionalized infection fatality rate of just 0.26%. Among those under the age of 40, this infection fatality rate is more, is a mere 0.01%. If an experimental vaccine were to be mandated, it would set a frightening precedent and pave the way for all sorts. See, that's what they do. Like, no, that pisses me off. If an experimental vaccine were to be mandated, once they mandate, there's nothing I can do. It would set a frightening precedent and pave the way for all sorts of unconstitutional, fuck you and fuck your constitution. It was never a lawful document. It was never ratified by we the people. The only goddamn law in this country is that Bill of Rights. And it's in violation of that Bill of Rights because you do not have to give me due process of the fucking law. You do not have to come out of your, you're doing it from a fucking, a position that can't exist as a corporate fucking agent. You have fucking committed the highest treason son of a bitch can commit. And that gets you the goddamn rope, a short trial, and a quick fucking hanging. That's what you got coming. And anyway, if an experimental vaccine were to be mandated, it would be a frightening precedent and pave the way for all sorts of unconstitutional medical experimentation on the general public going forward. Well, yeah, it sure as hell would. It sure as hell is. And anybody that's taken that shit, goodbye. We won't miss you. You were too stupid anyway. You would have been worthless to us in the fight. I mean, anybody that fucking dumb, I don't want watching my six. We'll be back in a minute. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Knock, knock, knock. knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. The cold black cloud is coming around. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, State of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and John D., United States Marine, fighting tyranny. And it is time for the tactical report, so I'm going to hand this fucking mic over to my brother John, if he'll take it.
All right, Henry, well, fucking thank you as always. All right, let's get moving here. I am JD, U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the fucking Tactical Report. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, or Treacherous Treason Thursday, for this week at least, because, well, we just had a communist operative take the White House without a shot fired. I'm still floored by that. I mean, I thought for sure somebody's at least going to, at least, you know, hold up a sign. Stop, Joe. Stop him. He's a communist agent. No, you didn't even have that. Oh, my God. We're off the map, people. Anyway, it is, what am I here? January 21st, 2021. Thursday, of course, as I've said, it is 15:38 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:38 to all you civilians out there, and to all the retards who are waiting. You know, it was QAnon, and what was the other one? Oh, I can't think of it. Another one of these hacks that you would find on certain websites. And, of course, everyone waiting for Trump to step up. He's going to stop it. He's draining the swamp. No, he was the swamp gatekeeper, people. He made sure the swamp stayed nice and full. This way he had something to hand over to that communist piece of garbage, Joe Biden. Remember, Joe Biden is occupying the House illegally. He is not your legal president. He is not the president of the United States. You can't even call him a usurper. It is a complete act of treason and sedition for him to even be in the White House right now. We do not have a sitting president of the United States right now. There is none. I know people scratch their heads at that thinking about it for just a second, but we have no legitimate sitting president of the United States. And I'm not even going to get caught up in the argument about the Bill of Rights and whether any of them are legal or anything. Let's just go for 1 second. With the system that was, that the system that's there, and they've been presenting the people as being completely legal and legitimate, even by that standard, we have no sitting president at this time. You have a Chinese operative illegally occupying the White House. Every day he's in there constitutes another day of felonies and treason. And for all you people that think that Trump's somehow going to change all that because he's going to start the Patriot Party now. Yeah. For you people, Mickey's little hand is past the three and his big hand is pointing at the thing that looks like a little snowman. That would be the number eight. All right, let's cover a couple of quick things over here in the financial markets, and let's see how the financial markets are reacting to all this. Because remember, if anything is really out of whack according to their expectations, according to their planning, you will see it in these market indicators. Some way, somehow, they're going to withdraw their wealth before it just simply evaporates. And let's see if they've done that. Right now, we've got over in the precious metals market, we've got gold at $1,868 an ounce. Well, that's about where it's been. Silver, $25.91 an ounce. Well, that's about where that's been. Down in the major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 30 points. That's about normal, 31,218. The U.S. Zala Index is above 90%, and crude oil is down 22 cents at $53.09 on the New York spot market. So, nothing different there. Looks like it's going exactly according to plan by the same people who are running the financial markets, the financial systems. Because remember, that's how the communists have seized control of the planet, was through the banking and financial systems. Right now, over in that gambling device called cryptocurrencies, we've got Bitcoin. It is down $3,200 at $32,300, so it's still well above their historical norms. Ethereum is down $155 at $1,223, and Litecoin is down $15 at $134 coin. So that's not entirely unusual. We've seen some ratcheting action in the cryptocurrencies lately because they've gone up so much so rapidly that you got a little profit taking, little people cashing in, taking out, you know, making their $8,000 to $10,000 or $12,000 for 2 days of doing no work whatsoever, and they're happy. All right, let's get moving here. Over in Newt Pro. Now, remember, I've told you about this, and I'm just going to remind you one more time because it's that important, and it's going to tie into what I get into here in just a couple minutes. Over in Newt Pro, and it was posted on Thursday, January 14th, Dr. Tom Cowan, a detailed explanation of the COVID year and vaccine is a messenger RNA to transform your DNA. In other words, this vaccine that they keep calling the COVID-19 vaccine, and they're going to call it pretty soon probably COVID-20 or COVID-21. Right now, I believe they still call it just the COVID-19 vaccine. Remember, it is a bioweapon. It is not a vaccine. It has two components. One component is the nerve agent, that soup of chemical cocktail of chemical compounds that destroys your nervous system. That's a chemical weapon. It attacks your nervous system from the chemicals in it. The other part, which normally should be what they call the infective part, the part that is designed to stimulate your immune system to recognize the particular pathogen which the so-called vaccine is supposed to be for, there is none in this one, in COVID-19. Instead, there is RNA in there, which is a DNA disruptor, and it reprograms your DNA to produce the very protein complex, and they call it the spike protein. Remember, if you ever seen a picture of the COVID-19, it kind of looks like a basketball with some bowling pins glued to it. You know, and those little bowling pins, they call those the spikes. They call them the protein spikes. That's what they're referring to. And that's how your body recognizes friend or foe when it comes to viral agents. It's the shape of those spikes, believe it or not. Your body reads them and can determine, is that a friend or a foe? Well, what this RNA messenger does in this COVID-19 vaccine, it's not a vaccine, it's a bioweapon, but what it does is it reprograms your DNA to produce the very protein spikes that the so-called virus should have, and then that stimulates your immune system to attack it. And because it's being attacked, your body recognizes it's being attacked, it produces more of those protein spikes, in which case your body now produces more of the antibodies to go after those protein spikes that your very body's producing. They call that a cytokine storm. That is the technical name for it, a cytokine storm, which is really nothing more than a runaway feedback loop. Remember, you ever go see a live band? And I'm sure we've all heard it. The band's getting ready, or they're even while they're playing, all of a sudden you start getting that loud squeal. You can't even hear the music. It's just the squeal becomes so goddamn loud, you even got to cover your ears until the sound engineer gets over there and he turns down the sensitivity on one of the mics that's causing the feedback loop. Well, that's exactly what's happening. This is what this bioweapon is designed to do. It's designed to turn your body against itself. That's what it's designed to do. And it's going to do it, people. Now, with that in mind, I remind people to go and get a better explanation from a molecular biologist and an immunologist named Professor Dolores Cahill. And she's over on Before It's News. Her article, and in fact, she's been posted several times now, is Professor Dolores Cahill, Why People Will Start Dying 2 months After the First mRNA Vaccination. Remember, it's not a vaccination. It's a bioweapon. Remember they talked about COVID-19 and it was a bioweapon being developed in Wuhan, China, and it got out of the lab? Remember that was the official government story? Well, it turns out that there is no COVID-19. There is no actually genetically unique pathogen called the COVID-19, as has been demonstrated by Dr. Tom Cowan again and again and again. However, the vaccine that they said was developed to treat it is the bioweapon. So, yes, people, there is a bioweapon out there. It's the one in the needle they're going to inject directly into you. It's a bioweapon designed to kill you. Now, let's go on. Now, real quick, because we've got this criminal in the White House right now, this Chinese agent called Joe Biden, or Beijing Biden, as some people call him, and he was welcomed into his reins of power by the Texas Attorney General over in RT, Russia Today. Texas Attorney General congratulates President Biden and vows to battle his imminent, illegal, and unconstitutional actions. Let that sink in for just a second. So wait a minute. You just had the President of the United States, Donald Trump, with what is arguably one of the most recognized attorneys in the entire planet, Giuliani. Everybody knows his name because of 9/11, when he was the mayor of New York City and how he, quote, handled it. He is probably one of the most recognized legal faces on the planet. He stepped up there and introduced evidence, irrefutable evidence about the massive election fraud that occurred, and they still couldn't stop it. But here you have this Texas Attorney General that virtually nobody knows, and well, he's going to stop Beijing Biden. Yeah, he's going to do it, people, because he said so. Let's see what this asshole said. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton welcomed the new Joe Biden presidency. No, there is no Joe Biden presidency. This is an illegal occupation of the White House by a communist operative called Joe Biden. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton welcomed the traitor Joe Biden presidency with a pledge to fight tooth and nail against his illegal and unconstitutional action hours after the new commander-in-chief was sworn in. Congrats, President Biden, on Inauguration Day. I wish our country the best, Paxton said in a statement on Wednesday, beginning on a general note. I promise my fellow Texans and Americans I will fight against the many unconstitutional and illegal actions that the new administration will take, challenge federal overreach that infringes on Texans' rights, and serve as a major check against the administration's lawlessness. Texas first. Law and order, always. Yeah, good luck with that. Let me see. So you had the sitting president of the United States with the entire apparatus of the federal government at his command and arguably the most recognized legal face on the planet fighting for him, and they couldn't stop it, but this little peon Texas attorney general thinks he's going to do that. I'd like to see that. I really, really would. Going on. Now, this is going to tie in. Now, I didn't understand this. Now, this is going to get interesting. Back in 2012, 2013, 2014, remember we had the Syrian love missile crisis? Then you had the SARS outbreak and the MERS outbreak and the West Nile outbreak. And then later on, of course, came the West Nile outbreak. Remember how they were trying to turn that into a global epidemic? They were trying, remember that? They were trying to say it's out of control. It's getting around, remember? They were trying and trying, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, but they couldn't make the leap to the global pandemic that they tricked the world with this time with COVID-19. But they did try. Do you remember that? Now, back then, there was a site that I was consulting every now and then, and it's called Deagle.com. And it's one of those forecasting sites and one of those sites that has government statistics for all the different countries, population, growth rate, gross domestic product, and all that. So I was looking at this back in 2013 and 2014, if I remember right, and I remember being curious about this mistake that I kept seeing in the Deagle forecast for the United States for the 2025 forecast back then. I remember it was around that time, but I don't remember if that was the exact year they were forecasting back in 2014. But the Deagle forecast showed the United States of America back then, the population of America, to be something like 315 million. And then the forecast for the 2025 time frame, I don't remember the exact year it was saying back then, but it was roughly about the same. It showed that the American population shrank by almost 200 million people, meaning they were showing the population for the United States circa 2025 to be about 100 million people. That means somehow, some way, nearly 200 million people in this country, for whatever reason, were gone. No explanation on that. Okay, so at first I took it was just, of course, an oversight, a mistake, a numbers mistake. Somebody just punched in the wrong number. But I checked year after year after year. They never changed it. It kept staying roughly the same. Now, there were small changes, of course, in the current population number as they went year to year. But the amount of reduction pretty much stayed the same. And they kept showing that by 2025, the American population is going to be reduced by somewhere around 65 to 70% less than what it is right now. Now, again, for the first couple of years, I says, okay, that's just an oversight, just an error. Somebody punched the wrong key in there. But you would think after 2 or 3 years, they would have caught it and corrected it. No, they haven't, because they were very consistent about it. It's now several years, and so I went and I checked again. Here it is. The Deagle forecast for the United States of America, 2025, which is barely, not even a full 5 years away, and it's showing that the population for the United States of America will be under 100 million people. That's a reduction of almost 70% of the official census count. Two-thirds of the American population, according to Deagle, is somehow going to evaporate, go away. Now, that didn't make sense to me for many years. But now, it suddenly clicked in with the COVID-19 and the use of this bioweapon that they're calling a vaccine. And they want to inject approximately 100% of the people. Now, they're not going to inject 100% because the ultra-wealthy, the ultra-elite, they're only going to get a saline injection. So they're going to inject 99% of the population, or maybe 95% of the population, because you got to keep some healthy workers. You got to keep the infrastructure going. You need road repair crews, people repairing the electrical systems, the water systems, and so forth. You need those, so you don't want to make them too sick. So I'm betting they're going to get a slightly different lot number on their vaccines. But When you couple the fact together that this is a bioweapon and it is clearly designed to kill people within a matter of days to a matter of a few years from the time of injection, now this Deagle forecast makes absolute sense. Now, of course, this goes right along with the New World Order, the Illuminati's plan to exterminate 95% of humanity, as you can see on the Georgia Guidestones, Article of Faith number 1, to maintain humanity under 500 million people in perpetual balance with nature. Well, to go from 7.4 billion to under 500 million, you have to exterminate 95% of humanity. So that seems to fit. But then I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know, China has really shown a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous interest in the United States and Italy. Now, why is that key? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, China can't feed itself. Number two, China's growth regions are also exposed to the radiation coming over from Japan, from Fukushima. You remember Fukushima? That's right, people. That has not been fixed. And that radiation's still leaking out. The Japanese are still pumping tens of thousands of gallons of irradiated seawater into the ocean every day. That radiation's blowing over into China's prime agricultural land. And they're being poisoned. They need good growing land. And where's really some of the two best locations for agricultural land? Italy, specifically in the Tuscany region, and of course America. Now, if you're going to send Chinese people over here, what's the last thing you want? The last thing you want is an indigenous population that might resent it and try and stop you. So what's the best thing to do? Well, like the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians, exterminate them. What do the Chinese want to do with us? Exterminate us. What's the absolute best method to do it? Well, a vaccine campaign might do it very well, because calling it a vaccine, but in fact injecting people with a bioweapon that will exterminate two-thirds of the population, would fit the ticket absolutely, now wouldn't it? And the same thing they're doing in Italy. Remember, Italy supposedly had that huge outbreak of COVID-19 when this was first starting? Oh, people were dying. Whole villages were dying. Remember that? So, of course, they're going to get this vaccine also, which is not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon designed to kill you. And, of course, there's articles out there, by no strange coincidence, talking about how China has basically taken complete control of Italy now. And, of course, China just consolidated their control over this country yesterday with the installation of their Chinese operative called Joe Biden. You couldn't bring this together better. I couldn't even write a fucking book this good about espionage, psychotic global dreams of grandeur, and of course, an Illuminati that is hell-bent on total global domination. I mean, remember the movie Dr. No? James Bond, one of his movies, James Bond. It wasn't, I don't remember if that was the actual first one, Dr. No, but it certainly, I think, was the first one with Sean Connery, or very close to the first one. And of course, it was about global domination by this hidden secret force, this hidden secret society. And of course, they had a fascination with nuclear weapons, but their objective was global domination. Well, that's exactly what we're seeing here, people. I couldn't have written a book this good. I couldn't have made it up, because it would never have occurred to me to do what it is they're actually getting away with right now. So what I'm emphasizing is, this is all seeming to come together. This started, well, it started decades and decades and decades ago. And they change their plans as they go along, as technology allows, and of course, as circumstances permit. They do change their plans and their mechanisms on how they're going to execute it. And of course, they are executing it right now, because they think they've got the final formula that's going to allow them to engage in Operation Global Enslavement and, of course, Operation Mass Extermination. And they need to do this because China needs the prime farmland of the United States. China wants the prime farmland of Italy because they can't grow enough food for their own people. Their lands are being poisoned by the radiation coming out of Japan. So they don't want this. They need it. And they don't want people here. They want to bring over their Chinese slave labor. But you can't do that if there's people already existing here, if there's an indigenous population called Americans. You've got to get rid of them. What's the best way to do that? Get them to volunteer for a vaccine that will kill them within just a couple of years. And that's exactly the gambit that's going on right now, people. Going on. Over in the Gateway Pundit. Oh, if it'll load up here. All right. Doesn't want to load up. Give it 1 second here. My screens act a little slow and I got so many windows open. All right, it's not loading. All right, so I'm going to have to skip that. I'll come back to it. All right. So, right on cue. Now, Henry mentioned this, and I mentioned it right at the beginning of the show, over in Zero Hedge, and in fact, in several outlets. Right on cue for Biden, World Health Organization, or the WHO, admits high cycle PCR tests produce COVID false positive. Well, in fact, all the positives are false positives, because there is no COVID-19, people. But now to show you that the vaccine's starting to work, the social distancing's starting to work, the masks are starting to work. Now all of a sudden, within an hour, people, you can't even make this up, within the hour of that Chinese operative sleazing into the White House, the World Health Organization made an announcement that the COVID tests are giving a false positive because there's too many cycles, so you need to run the tests at 30 cycles instead of the 40 cycles they've been doing them at. And, of course, once they start getting more and more negatives, they're going to say, see, the program's working. We just need to get more people to take the vaccine, you know, that bioagent that's going to kill you. But right within an hour of Biden stepping into the White House, they did that. Going on. What else is this Beijing Biden is doing, this Chinese operative illegally occupying the White House doing? Over in Breitbart, Biden administration pauses federal permitting for oil and gas. Well, they got to strangle us now, people. It's not enough just to strangle you of your liberty, your right to free speech, and your right to know facts. No, they're going to strangle you, literally, for food, energy, and water. And it's coming. And here's the energy one. The Biden Department of Interior has paused oil and gas leasing and permitting on federal lands for 60 days as part of an effort to review the program's policy ramifications, according to an agency memo obtained by Reuters. The order was welcomed by environmentalists and derided by the oil and gas industry, whose largest onshore drilling companies have stockpiled permits here in anticipation of a change in federal policy. U.S. federal lands and waters account for close to 25% of the nation's crude oil output. The move comes after Biden signed executive orders aimed at combating climate change. There we go. There's that bullshit line. That's a line even bigger, bigger bullshit than the COVID-19 scam. Climate change. My ass is climate change. The move comes after Biden signed executive orders aimed at combating climate change, including placing the U.S. back into the Paris Accord and imposing a moratorium on oil leasing in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Now, for you idiots that don't know what the Paris Accord is global communism. What they're going to do is they're going to heap a whole bunch of taxes on everything you normally use to exist, and they're going to claim that somehow, some way, that's going to combat global warming, which doesn't really exist, people. It's like COVID-19. It doesn't exist. What it is wealth extraction and control. That's all it is. Going on. Did that. Let's go over here. Oh, this was interesting. If I can get it to load up. All right. Over in the Gateway Pundit. Biden inauguration video gets only 320,000 views. My screen just flipped on me. All right. How about that? I can't believe my screen literally just flipped on me. Let me see if I can bring that back up. All right, let's go. Come on, give me a break, man. No. Let me see if I can load that back up because that was an interesting one. Well, how about that? Let me see if I got it here. No. Okay, here we go. All right, so I got to load this again because mysteriously my screen flipped all on its own. Okay, Biden in the Gateway Pundit, Biden inauguration video gets only 320,000 views on official White House YouTube turned off. But Biden got 81 million votes, don't you know? Now, what's interesting about this is there was a screenshot right after the so-called, the coronation of this Chinese operative illegally occupying the White House called Joe Biden. He's not the president of the United States. Don't ever call him the president of the United States. He's a criminal, period. The inauguration of, the headline here. What happened is after the so-called coronation, they posted the video up on the White House YouTube channel. And immediately, it was overwhelmed with all kinds of negative comments and, of course, the down thumb. Well, at one point, they stopped it. They actually erased all the down thumbs, left the up thumbs, and then immediately so many people came on and put the down thumbs again, they stopped it again, and then they actually just took it down because they couldn't even keep up with it, and they had to keep scrubbing all of the negative comments. Now, I don't know what some of the negative comments were because I didn't get a chance to read them because they took down the video that quick. But here it is, people. Supposedly, a man who took 81 million votes, the most popular president in the history of the United States, and he can't even keep a fucking video up for 10 minutes because there was so much hate fucking mail and so many hate comments on it, they have to take it down almost immediately. This motherfucker. Now, let's go on. Over in Global Research, Joe Biden's Dark Winter. Code name for a scenario in which a biological weapon was used against the American populace. Now, the term Dark Winter actually goes back all the way to 2001. And this was a scenario where the United States was supposed to suffer a massive epidemic or pandemic of some sort, and it was called Dark Winter. Now, supposedly, someone wrote in one of these articles here talking about Biden's coronation speech, he mentioned Dark Winter again. So this gives you an indication that they're not done with this, that they may actually release some kind of biological agent, or at the very least, they're going to pretend that some form of biological agent was released, because they're going to use that to clamp down on every form of dissent that's out there, because everybody in this country knows we don't have a legitimate sitting president in the White House at all. There is no president in the United States right now. None. What you have is a Chinese operative. Period. A criminal that should be arrested by the Secret Service, by the FBI, by the CIA, by the Marines, by the Army, by the Navy. Fucking pick one. There's a goddamn 100 different agencies up there that could just as easily walk in and arrest him for being a complete foreign agent that was illegally put into the White House, and yet not one of them has done it. Now have they? Going on. Now, this is interesting over at RT, which I'm surprised, because RT, Russia Today, it's run by the Jews. So I'm surprised they even put this up there. Get ready for 4 years of vomit-inducing media fawning as our brave journalists transform into PR agents for President Biden. And he's not a president. Remember, we have no president at this time. Now, what they're talking about, of course, is how this the entire media network system has become nothing more, absolutely nothing more, than the propaganda arm for the New World Order, period. There isn't even a strand, a trace, a suggestion of truthfulness in it, nothing. You watched Fox News, ABC, NBC, any of them, you're a goddamn imbecile. Going on? Now, this is almost funny. Over in the Liberty Beacon. FBI feared foreign power was targeting money to Clinton. Oh, they feared it. Oh, well, thank God it didn't happen. You know, the Clintons, they're such a great, wonderful bunch of people. Oh, I'm sure they may have been tempted by the money, but I'm sure they refused it. I'm sure they've never, ever taken a dollar, an illegal dollar, from a foreign government or foreign entity. No, these are the Clintons. They would never do that. Why, they're as American as apple pie. How dare the FBI even say that? My God, it's almost sickening. All right, let me see if I can get over here. All right. Last item. John Rappaport's blog, No More Fake News. Lockdown Extremism, an Obsession for the Insane and the Fascists. Now, this is an interesting article. As my readers know, I've spent the last year refuting every so-called COVID fact promoted by the public health officials, including the false notion that SARS-CoV-2, commonly known as COVID-19, has been proven to exist, because it hasn't been proven to exist anywhere on the planet. In this article, I'm simply showing that devotees of the cult of COVID are contradicting their own assumptions. For purposes of argument only, we will assume the virus exists, spreads rapidly, and causes illness. If so, lockdowns don't work. This is shown by reports from almost every nation in the world. The longer the lockdowns, the greater the number of COVID cases. The virus is unstoppable. It travels to all corners of the globe at lightning speed. Conclusion, the only way to achieve herd immunity is to have the whole population of the planet live and work in the open, fight through the pandemic, and eventually win. That's the inference to draw, once you accept the mainstream view of the virus and the pandemic. But of course, opening up the world is not the conclusion of the experts or the political leaders. They take the opposite view. More lockdowns. They're acting against their own, quote, science. Why? Obviously, they want to imprison populations, destroy lives, and economies. Or at the very least, they're going along with the people who want to. What about the vaccine as a method of inducing herd immunity? We're already hearing about a second mutant strain of the COVID virus. If there are two strains, there will certainly be more. Many more. This sets up an analog to the flu vaccine, a new version every year, with the hope of predicting the latest mutation. How is that working for the flu? Is it producing anything faintly resembling herd immunity? Far from it. Public health agencies report a billion cases of the flu each and every year, worldwide. Could the protective effects of the vaccine be any weaker? No. Has anyone recommended locking down the planet because of the flu? Of course not. A billion cases a year are just what we have learned to live with. Why not adopt the same strategy for COVID? Public officials should be demanding an end to lockdowns. Dr. Scott Atlas, former White House coronavirus advisor, quote, "We know the lockdowns don't work. They do not eliminate the virus. We see it all over the world. We have 80% of the people in the U.S. wearing masks. We have all these various levels of restrictions on businesses, on in-person schools, and the virus is not eliminated by that." Researchers at Sanupra Gupta, Oxford University, researchers, and this is their name, Sanutra Gupta, sounds a little bit Indian there, over at Oxford University, Stanford University, and Martin over at Harvard. Quote, "Current lockdown policies are only producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health," end quote. And then it goes on and on about some of these comments that they're making that say, look, none of this garbage that you're insisting is in response to the so-called COVID-19 are working. The best thing to do is what you have always done in the common cold season. Don't do anything. Just let people go around their lives. Of course, that's not what it's about. Now, is there? Because they've got to convince you there is a massive pandemic unlike anything before, and you need to take this COVID-19 vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's a bioagent designed to kill you. Remember, it has two parts. One is the nerve agent. That's that cocktail of chemicals that actually destroys your nervous system, attacks the nerves. And then the other part is the part that reorients your DNA, a DNA disruptor, which causes your body to produce the very protein that your body will then attack. In other words, it trains your body, it rewrites your DNA so that your body attacks itself. And yes, that will lead to death. The virus didn't do it. The bioweapon they injected into you did it. Anyway, I hope I got that point across to people. Unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my nerve agent buddy, Henry Shively. Going once? Right on you, Henry.
Would you take a COVID shot for a Scooby snack?
No, but I'd do it for a nickel bag of pot because I heard they were offering that to some people.
Oh, my God. That was an awesome report. I mean, with the show in 2025, and it does make sense. And,
you know, Henry, and I puzzled about that. I mean, literally, I puzzled about it year after year. I was like, why do they keep saying that? Because they're very, very consistent. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to go back and visit that because it's not just America that they're planning to do this in. But now, the point of why they said that comes into complete focus with the COVID-19 and the introduction of this bioweapon that they want to inject into people, calling it a vaccine.
You know, the only problem with that prediction is, John.
What's that?
There's going to be no one to say, I told you so, too.
Well, you got a point there. Well, I think so. There'll be a few people left over, Henry, but they'll probably be too busy watching CNN.
That's probably right. That's the one they want. That's the ones they'll leave alive are the ones that are fucking too stupid to wipe their own ass. At any rate, we have made it to 13 to past the hour, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And, man, you need to listen to this shit, man. I mean, they when they get gets out there hard enough on the internet, which is hard to do. I mean, when something builds up to the point to where, like, talking about like this Inauguration Day, anti-fascist burn flags and vandalize in Portland, Seattle. We knew this was going on here. But there was no reports of it on the mainstream news until, I think they started yesterday evening. But it is to draw attention away from what that fucking communist sitting in the White House is fucking doing. He is implementing fucking full-blown communism in this country. And it's either going to be that 14th Amendment under communism and be a slave, a subject, or it's going to be fucking freedom and liberty under that Bill of Rights. And the choice is all yours. It's always been yours. Everything they've done to you, you've let them. Because you do have the means to fucking wipe them out. And that's what needs to be done. They need to be wiped out. And that is The Word from the Trenches.